Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, Yarlis, the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. We're in the middle of October, and deer season is in full swing. I've actually been in a tree stand a couple times. Saw a lot of deer running around, but I haven't able to put a bolt into one of them yet. But looking forward to that as this cooler weather gets here. You'll hear our friend Babe Winkleman will be on the show a little bit later, and he's going to give us some tips and techniques on a little bit of deer hunting and a little bit of strategy. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
It is October. Welcome to the show. And we're having an Oktoberfest right now from Schmo.
Yeah, we are. Boy, you know, year after year, this stuff just seems to get better. Maybe it's my taste buds are a little worn out because I like to drink craft beer, but I'm saying this is good.
This is the best Oktoberfest I think I've ever had from anybody. I'm a huge Boston Beer Company fan, and I used to wait every year for Oktoberfest from Samuel Adams. And I bought some again this year just because it's tradition for me. I love that brand. I don't know that I've ever had an Oktoberfest that tastes as good as this. It's just rich. It tastes like fall.
It's a little creamy, yeah. And it's not too thick.
I hate to give Chaz too much credit.
Well, yeah. We're going to be doing a little event with Chaz on November the 2nd, and we'll talk about that in the last segment of the show today. But rather than keep pandering you all for donations to GI Barbecue, we figured, well, we maybe know how to get to the audience a little bit. Let's throw a party.
We'll just twist their arms.
Right. So Barbecue Bob and I are going to donate some ribs and some butts and some brisket. We're going to have a little party on November the 2nd at Schmo's Brewery in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We hope you all come down because the grub will be just a donation to GI Barbecue. And we'll have some T-shirts there. And I think Chaz is even going to do little beer specials for us. So should be a lot of fun. It's a Thursday from 5 to 9. Sure to be a hoot. So we hope you all get a chance to join us on November the 2nd at Schmo's Brewery.
Yeah, and we're looking for auction items, too. So we're going to have a silent auction. If you have a company that has something really cool or want to help us raise some money, this would be a cool way to do it because you might not have clicked on the GIBBQ.com site yet and donated. You could come down and have a beer, hoist a pint with us. So I'm in this weird mode right now. I got bought out from my job a couple months ago, and I've been having fun hammering away at my house, but I'm running out of money. So I'm now looking for a job, and I'm thinking of getting out of the hot tub business altogether just because I've been in it a long time, and I'm kind of burnt out on it. I still love tubbing, but I just don't know if I feel like running around the country trying to tell people to carry my brand. And
well,
it's not passion. It's not, you know, it's not the same passion.
Right. And, you know, that at our age, you ought to be doing something you like to do.
That's what I
figured.
Or
ought to be doing something you're getting paid really good to do, even if you don't like it.
They did pay me very well.
I know they did.
I don't feel bad about that. I want the good pay and fun.
Yeah, right. Beautiful. Be a beautiful thing. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
So I'm trying to nail that down. And how do you decide what you want to do?
Well,
there's so many things. I'm an optimist. I think I can do anything. Oh, I can do that. My wife will always roll her eyes when we're building this house, right? And she'll go, well, we got to do this and that. I go, oh, yeah, I can do that. That's easy. And she's just like, okay, you said that to everything.
Right, yeah.
Everything can't be easy.
Yeah.
But I'm cheap. I'm trying to save money.
Well, you're trying to get it done is what you're trying to do, and you're doing it the most efficiently as you can as far as financially. But
I notice it has a little lean to
well,
it. I don't know if it's a straight house or not.
You know, there's a balance between the result and the financing. And I think anybody that's ever remodeled a house or done anything, they realize that it's a lot more expensive than I thought it was going to be when I started this process. And there's always unforeseen things no matter what you're doing. The best plans, you know, you can hit 95% of it, but there's going to be a variable.
There's another factor, too, where you just get into it and you say, man, as long as we're here, Mm-hmm. I just did it the other day. I was like, you know what? I need lighting on my steps going down to the off the back deck, going down toward the pool and the fire pit area. And it's like, I got to throw a switch in here and put a power box outside because I'm going to want to put more lights out there because it's always tricky walking down that big set of steps. And
sure.
They need to be lit better than those stupid solar lights.
And you got a micro brew in each hand, and you know you don't have time to grab the railing.
Yeah, balancing cheese tray on my head.
Right. In the Latin music in the background, your skirt's just a waving as you go down the stairs. Yeah.
So anyway, I think I'm just going to follow my passion. You saw that?
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure that out. You're getting up there in years too, long in the tooth. You just had a birthday. How many are you now?
I'm north of 54 by a couple days now.
Mr. Producer Brian, I think Brian asked me how old you were now, and I said, I think he's going to be 55.
Yeah, right. Nope, no speed limit yet. I still got a little ways to go, but yep. Speed bumps? No, where most of them are.
Yes, but, you do. I followed you to MSU Stadium last weekend.
No, it was Ann Arbor. We were in Ann Arbor.
Yes.
Watching our Spartans put a W on the board over the Wolverines, so we won't boast too much about that. But
It was a great game.
And our friends at Miller Canfield had us down, and we cooked for a couple hundred of their, I think, staff and family and guests, and we had a great time. We didn't run out of food.
We were at Spartan Stadium a couple weekends before that, and it was like 94 degrees.
Right.
This was really nice. It was 84 and breezy, and we were in the shade again. So that worked out really well. We fed a lot of people, though.
Yeah, we went.
I think 200 people.
Yeah, we went through 24 dozen of those Coles Middles, which are the little pretzel
24 dozen?
Right, which are the little pretzel
buns
with the
ate
cheese in
them. 30 of them.
Yeah, I know. Remember I brought him back to the back?
He actually came back, yeah. If you haven't had them yet, Cole's Bakery, they make the best garlic bread out there. It's in the freezer section, I think, of your supermarket. But they gave us, I think, kind of the test market for them. But they're wonderful people, and they make a garlic bread, right? They're all over the place. Anyway, they gave us these little... They look like almost like a bonbon or a cream puff or something, but inside is cheese.
Right.
And it's like a beautiful little pretzel bread, and you put the pretzel salt on, you bake it about 15 minutes, and boom, you've got this beautiful pretzel with cheese inside it, so you don't have to dip it.
Oh, dude, they're awesome. They're making my so mouth good. Water just describing them. Because
it's a really high-quality cheese, too. It's not just like some... You know,
goo.
Processed
right. It's,
crap.
It's a beer cheese.
It's
that
not
they
like those commercial nachos you get where they hit the pump and this is yellow stuff comes out.
Yeah, right.
That's not cheese.
Yeah.
These
the truckers was lubing his dish on the back of his truck with that earlier. Now it's on your nachos.
Yeah. These are awesome. What are they called? Middles?
Middles is what they're called.
But
you can find them in your freezer case. They're really good. If you haven't had them yet, go out and try them because follow directions on the box, super easy. We put them in the smoker.
You know,
and
if we say this enough times, maybe they'll give us some more.
Right, yeah. they've been very generous. But anyway, the reports have been fantastic on those things. So we fed
fiendish.
Them to a couple hundred people, three
fiendish.
Or 400 people.
Yes,
yeah,
yes. So. The people. That's just a brilliant in breakthrough. I wish I could come up with something like that.
Yep. Follow your passion.
I wouldn't
man.
Be looking for a job.
What do? You like to cook. You like to grill. You like grilling equipment. You enjoyed the hot tubs. You know, you're an outdoors guy. There's a whole lot of industry out there that Barbecue Bob would be suited for. And hope you know something will come up, babe. You know, it's easy.
You just call me babe.
It's
this isn't even L.A.
Right, but it's just a matter of time.
What are you, Harvey Weinstein now? Don't get me going.
No, we're not going down that road.
He'll be groping me in the studio.
Right. Brian just raised up one finger. That means he's proud of that we're not groping each other in the studios.
Yeah.
I hope that's what that means. Anyway.
Yeah, it's a crazy world, but coming up next, our good sponsor, Alan Bob Sports, the manager, Merle Shoemaker's coming in here. He's in the green room right now, and he's going to tell us about some fall hunting ideas and what's new with those guys. They got some big stuff going on down there. So,
you know, this is a specialty store. It's not a big box store. It's not a chain. This is a single site, family-owned place.
Store.
It's a real store. These guys practice what they preach, literally. And if you've not had an opportunity to go there, you got to make it. I'm sure Merle will give you the address and the phone number. But you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Coming up, a little Al and Bob Sports. Stick with us. We'll be back. Saturday night before you.